Back speaking with Pete Harrell this morning from Poseidon Nickel. Pete, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
Look, as you point out here, a milestone for Poseidon Nickel with this updated Black Swan resource. Talk us through some of these new numbers.
Yeah, look, well, what we've done is we've did that big drill out late last year, early this year. And what we've done is we've increased the indicated and measured, and that's really important. So we've improved we've infill drilled effectively. And so we've gone up nearly 50% in terms of the measured and indicated. So what we've done is we've started further de-risk the project. And so that's really important. Also, you'll notice the grade's gone up from average of 0.63 to 0.72. So that's a material increase in the grade. And that's important because with a low-grade ore body, higher grade is better. So that's really important for the open pit. And there's more nickel as well. So it's a triple banger.
And you say this resource upgrade here is a key deliverable for the fill the mill strategy.
That's right. So as you know, we've got a big mill there. Plan for the Stage 1 project, which is the smelter grade con, is to refurb the SAG mill. And that's a plant that can do about 1.1 million tonnes a year. And the main feed for that mill, about a million tonnes a year, will be coming out of this open pit. So any increase in grade or tonnage that can be delivered is a benefit to us. So look, we'll feed this through the model and we'll update the model because the model is now, back from November of last year. So that'll improve. It'll obviously lead to an increase in tonnage. We don't know how much yet, but it's all positive. So very excited. So the team in here, great effort by the geologists, led by Karen and John Hicks. They did a wonderful job of the drill out. That's all been updated. I mean, there was a huge amount of assay results, took a long time to get them, and the market's been waiting patiently, and it's just great to get these numbers through finally, and they're all positive. It's great.
And as you move towards FID, what's next for Black Swan?
Yeah, so basically the next thing is FID. So we're down, as we said in that most recent announcement, down to the last two shortlisted off-takers and debt financiers. And we're obviously getting documentation from them and reviewing that. And then obviously we'll have to make a call at some point in time in the next couple of weeks just to reduce that to one group and move forward with them. So we're saying, FID late June, early July, and that's still, on track. And then obviously once we've done that, once we've got the offtake and the financing, then that's the major things that we need for the decision to actually, the financial investment decision to actually press the button. So very excited, getting down to the point here now.
Have you said what the financing requirements are?
No. I mean, obviously what we've been basing it all on is the feasibility study numbers. And so, they're obviously into the marketplace. There's a number we quoted for the capital. There's obviously working capital required and so on. So look, it's been an interesting exercise in terms of, the conversations we've had with the potential financiers about what level of debt, how that debt gets repaid. There's lots of moving parts, offtake, payability of nickel, penalty elements for things like arsenic and MgO, and all of those things have got to be put into the mix. So it's quite it's almost like solving a simultaneous equation, which I haven't done since I left school, but it's kind of quite an interesting exercise. And what we've been really encouraged by is just the strength of interest for this concentrate. Clearly the concentrate market is quite tight and the payabilities we're seeing are well in excess of what I've been used to in my career, which spans over 30 years. So it's just a very tight market, which is really great for Poseidon and for the project.
Well, what's that meant for recent movements in the nickel price?
Yeah, look, I think the nickel price, I mean, we used a price not a little bit higher for our sort of base case than where we are today, sort of just north of $10. And I think it's sort of $9.50 at the moment. I think what the market, clearly all the base metals are off a bit. I mean, there's talk of the China not coming out of the COVID as quickly as they thought. And obviously, there's question about a potential recession, all of those things. But I think the market, you've got to look through that. Like, okay, we might go into a recession, but fundamentally, that's not going to change the future demand for nickel, for stainless steel, or in batteries and electric vehicles. So it might, delay the uptake a little bit, but fundamentally, the world goes forward, population increases, and ultimately, all those things wash through the system. And, I hope we don't go into a recession, but if we do, you know, all the pundits are suggesting it would probably be a fairly small one or a short one. And then obviously you come out the other side and, you know, the world goes on. People keep the multiplying and people need more motor vehicles. So, you know, it's positive for nickel and all the battery metals, obviously.
Good to speak, Pete. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Andrew.